so. Hallelujah, praise Jehovah, from the heavens praise his name. Praise Jehovah in the highest, all his angels praise proclaim. All his hosts together praise him, sun and moon and stars on high. Praise him, all ye heavens above, sing the mighty power of God. Number 12. So I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad, and built the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at his command, and all the stars obey. I sing the goodness of the Lord. There's not a plant or flower below that makes thy glories known, and clouds arise and tempests flow, thine order from thy throne. While all that borrows life from me is ever in my care, and everywhere that men can be, thou God art present there.
Morning. If you would please turn with me to the book of 1 John. 1 John chapter 4. Jeff has asked me to discuss why we praise God for his love. So in 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 11, it says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another." If you would please turn to song number 608. Number 608 in your hymns for worship. Let's sing.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. Son to win his erring child, he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. The love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forever. Fall when men who hear refuse to pray on rocks and hills and mountains tall. God's love so sure shall still endure all measureless and strong. Every star on earth a quill. scribe by trade, to write the law, to God above, would drain the ocean dry. Nor could the scroll contain the whole, who stretched from sky to sky. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song.
Next song will be number 412. Number 412, God is love. Let's sing.
Come, let us all unite to sing, God is love. Let heaven and earth their praises bring, God. Sin awake, each in his heart sweet music make, and sing with us for Jesus' sake, for God is love. God is love. God is love.
Thank you.
another way in which God is very much deserving of our praise is in the fact that He is the one who provides all physical and spiritual blessings. We read in James chapter 1, verse 17, Every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. See number 24 in the big book.
No. For the beauty of the earth, for the glory of the skies, for the love which from our birth over and around us lies, Lord of all, to Thee we raise.
That again.
No. Much more than my grief and my sorrow, much more than ever.
now offer the opportunity for our members to give back. Are there any members here that need to give back at this time? Would you raise your hand again as we come around? We're all giving. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to gather here and worship you. At this time, we're especially thankful for all the blessings you've given us, especially the blessing of your Son, through which we have forgiveness of sin. Pray now that you be with those that give back at this time. May they have giving hearts and do so in a manner well-pleasing in thy sight. In Christ's most holy name we pray. Amen.
You know, God has blessed us so abundantly in so many things, but I think the most greatest blessing God ever provided for us was the blessing of our Son and His Son and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And in the theme in this section is how we should praise Christ for being our Savior. In Acts, we're going to read in Acts 4, verses 10 through 12. Acts 4, 10 through 12. And Peter here speaking says, "Let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands here before you whole. This is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. Nor is there salvation in any other way, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." And now we'll sing 363.
A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord, a wonderful Savior to me. I see. He hides my soul.
Turn to 161. Man of sorrows,
Lord's Supper has been left prepared. If you'd raise your hand as we come around so you might be served. Would you bow in prayer with me? Most gracious and loving Heavenly Father, gather around this table again, giving thanks for this emblem, this unleavened bread, which to us as Christians represents your Son's body, which was so freely given. Through which we have forgiveness of sin and a hope of eternity with you. Pray now that you be with the hearts and minds of those that partake in at this hour. May they not partake as a common meal, but look back to the purpose and reason behind it. It's in Christ's most holy name we pray. Amen. Is anyone overlooked?
Our Lord and Father, we humble ourselves before Thee once again. We are thankful for the blood of Your Son, Jesus, as it was shed upon the cross of Calvary. We ask Thee to be with the ones that partake of this emblem at this time, remembering that blood that was shed. In Jesus' name we pray.
One of the other things that the Bible tells us that Jesus is He is also our Redeemer. And at this point in time, we'll turn to Titus, the letter that Timothy wrote to the young preacher Titus, chapter 2. And we'll read verses 11 through 14. It says, "For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all people, training us to renounce godliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness, and to purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works." If you would, turn to, in the big book, to Psalm number 411. Song number 411. Song is redeemed. It says in Ephesians 1 and verse 7, "By whom we have redemption through his blood for the forgiveness of sins." My eyesight again. No soul. All three verses. No soul, redeemed how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed in the temple of mercy. Yes, I'm forever I am. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Redeem, 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 red
song is 479. I know that my Redeemer lives. If you would, let's stand and sing this song. We'll sing verses 1, 2, and 4. 1, 2, and 4. No soul, I know.
Just looked at a number of things that we are to give praise. We're to give praise to God as our Creator for His love and for His blessings, both physical and spiritual. We've looked at why we should praise Christ, because He is our Savior, for being our Redeemer, and Christ is our King, and He deserves to be praised for that as well. If you would, turn with me to Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19, I'll begin reading in verse 37. As soon as He was approaching near the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of His disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the miracles they had seen, shouting, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Him, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." But Jesus answered, "I tell you, if these become silent, the stones will cry out." Let's sing song number 3 in the big book. Number 3. My first time to lead this, so if you know it, carry me along. No, Lord God of all the earth, we praise Thy holy name.
How wonderful, how glorious.
12. Number 12. All three verses, please. No, all day long of Jesus I am singing. He'd my song of joy will ever be. All the while he keeps my heart bells ringing. For his love is everything to me. He's my king, though I dearly love him. He's my king, no other is above him. All day long in raptured praise I see. He's my Savior, he's my King. Streams of love around my soul are flowing. From his heart, love's everlasting spring. That is why my faith in him I'm showing. That is why an endless song I sing. He's my King, and though I dearly love him, he's my King, no other is above him. All day long in raptured praise I sing. He's my Savior, he's my King. In his life, I'm going home to glory with the souls who trust his saving grace. Going home to sing and tell his story in the blessed sunshine of his face. He's my King, and oh, I dearly love him. He's my King, no other is above him. All day long in raptured praise I sing. He's my Savior, he's my King.
If you would mark, the final song will be 325. 325.
We've sung about six different reasons that God deserves our praise. We first sung about God as our Creator. As Psalm 19, verse 1 says, "The heavens are telling of the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the work of his hands." Romans 1, verse 20 says, "For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse." The world and the universe that God has created for us is so incredible. Think of all the amazing places that there are in the world. If you go to the beach, just think about the power of the waves as they're coming, washing into the shore. Think about how vast the ocean is and how insignificant we are. You go to the mountains, just how grand and majestic they are and how insignificant we are compared to them. Consider the power that we are able to observe in thunderstorms, earthquakes, and other natural phenomena. Think of how complex and intricately designed we are as humans. There's nothing that man has ever been able to do that can compare to what God has created. A being like that certainly deserves our praise. Next, we sung about God's love for us. A passage that we're all familiar with is John 3, verse 16, which tells us, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." God loves us so much that even before time began, he knew that Jesus would have to be put to death on the cross because of our sins. There's no greater love that we could ever witness than that love. He also demonstrates his love through the blessings that he has provided us. the passage that Brady read, James 1, verse 17, says, "Every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow." I like that passage because we see that God is unchangeable. And if he is unchangeable, then we know that the blessings and the needs that we have are going to be provided to us from him, because he has said that he will do that. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, it says that he is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think. God has blessed us with so much. And think about this passage. It says that he is able to do abundantly beyond all that we ask or think. God knows what we need, even when we don't know what we need. And he is able to provide that for us. He's blessed us with families, with friends, jobs, homes. The list could go on and on. But more importantly, he has given us spiritual blessings. We are blessed with an excellent congregation to be members of. He's blessed us with his word that we can study and use to live a good and godly life. But the most important spiritual blessing that he has given us is through providing us a Savior. We read in Romans 5, verses 6 through 9, "For while we were still helpless, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for the good man someone would dare even to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through him." The greatest blessing that we have is salvation from our sins. Without Jesus, we would be lost and in a position in which we could not be forgiven. But it is through Christ's sacrifice and shed blood that we are saved. It's through his blood that we receive redemption. The debt that we owe God for the sins that we have committed would have been impossible for us to repay. But through Christ's blood, we have been bought back and have a hope of spending eternity with God someday. Ephesians 1 verse 7 tells us that in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished on us. And these are just some of the reasons why we should choose to serve and praise Christ as our King. Without him, we would not exist. Without the things that he has done for us, we would be lost and without hope. Again, God is truly worthy of our praise. As we have read, sung about, and discussed today, God has done so much for us, and it is impossible to give him the praise that he truly deserves. But while God has done all of these things for everyone, one must become a Christian in order to fully receive all of the blessings, and most importantly, salvation and redemption that he has provided to us. If you are not a Christian, you have not made him your King. If you're not a Christian, there are steps that must be taken in order to receive salvation. You need to believe, you need to repent of your sins that you've committed, confess that Jesus is the Son of God, be baptized, and then you will be saved. If there's anyone who's here that's a Christian that has strayed away and needs to make things right and make some sort of public confession of wrongdoing, then now is the time. If any wish to make a change, then please come forward as we stand and sing.
I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my sight.
So glad and free,
Jesus.
Scriptures and who served any part of our worship today. It's good to see everyone, that you remember those mentioned and remember one another in our prayers as we go into another week, and let us strive to be a light unto the world. Do the elders have any other announcements? Let's have our closing prayer.
Please pray with me. Our Father and God, we come before you humbled by your presence, Lord. Lord, we thank you for each other's presence. Thank you for bringing us all together here safely to worship you. Lord, we pray this worship service was pleasing in your sight. We pray that the songs we lifted up were pleasing to your ears. And pray that we leave this building better people, Lord, more complete, more whole, and a brighter light to the world and those around us, Lord. Lord, please be with those in the military. It is through your will that they are doing their part to provide a safe and free country for us to worship you in, Lord. We thank you for that. It is in your Son's most holy and blessed name we pray. Amen.